Blog Talk Radio.
There's a sickness in the land, so heaven,
heal it.
There's a sickness in the land, so heaven,
heal it.
Well, there's a sickness in the land, so we're reaching up our hands. Heaven,
we need you to heal it.
There's a child crying out right now.
Oh, heaven, we need you to heal it.
Oh, there's a child crying out right now.
Heaven, we need you to heal it.
Heaven, send your angels down. Put peace in their hearts right now.
Whoa.
We need
you to heal it.
Heal it. Oh, heaven,
we need
you to
heal it.
Oh, the land, heaven,
we need
you to
heal it.
Heal the land, oh,
we need you to heal it.
Ooh, America,
heal it.
And all of the nations,
heal it.
Politics, yeah,
heal it.
Family,
heal it.
Planet Earth,
heaven, we need you to heal it.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, for God is good. Heaven, we need you to heal the land. Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Builders Development Radio, where we are going to the next level. We are blessed to be a blessing. We want to thank you for tuning in to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. Or you could just give us a call, call in. Your call-in number is 646-668-2780. And I am the one and only Prophetess Teresa Dox, and I serve as the pastor of Kingdom Builders Development. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to lift up a word of prayer and get your Bibles. Get ready, because we're on live. Father, we just thank you for today, God. For today is such a special day. Father, you have shown yourself to be strong in the midst of the storm. You have shown yourself to be God all by yourself. God, you're wonderful. God, you're marvelous. God, there's no one like you, God. God, you're omnipresent, Lord God. Father, there's no place we can go without you, Father. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are a shield of protection. And God, we trust you in all of our ways, God. God, we thank you that you are allowing us, God, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But as we go forth with your today, God, that you would allow the ears of the listeners to be open, that they would not hear, that they would be the voice of the word of God. We say thank you. We say amen. I'm going to play just a little bit of We Are Kingdom.
God, I'm on my knees again. God, I'm begging, please, again. I need you, Lord, I need you.
Just tell God how much you need him.
Walking down this desert road, water for my thirsty soul, I need. Yes, God, I need you. Your forgiveness
is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. Like the sound of the symphony in my ears. Like holy water on my
lips. Yes, holy water on my lips. We just want to thank you again for tuning in, and we are so excited about how God is moving by his Spirit. He has not forgotten about you. I have came on the line to remind you that you are victorious. I have came on the line to tell you that this whole thing, it is worth fighting for. Amen. In the midst of the storm, God said, be strong. In the midst of the storm, God said, be strong. In the midst of the storm, God said, be strong. Amen. Because we are the kingdom. We are the people of God. We are the ones that God want to use to take the earth realm to another level. Amen. We are the kingdom. I want you to get your Bibles out and get ready, because we're going to go forth in the word and we're going to release a prophetic word over you, that you would be put on fire for the kingdom's sake. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For there is none like him. There is no one like him. You know, every single day God give us a testimony. Every single day God gives us a testimony. And you have to look around and see, what is this testimony, Lord, that you've given me for this day? Amen. What has happened that you couldn't do on your own? You know, I just want to give my testimony today, and I'm grateful, and I'm so grateful to be on the line today. I'm so grateful to be able to come before you today. You know, my husband and I went out to grab a little bit to eat and just to take care of just some small business, nothing much. Was going to run out and come back. And lo and behold, we were on the road on Gratiot, and here comes a big truck rammed right into the back of us. Glory to God. You know, I thank God it didn't have to be this way. I didn't have to be on this line at this moment. Within the last hour it happened. And here I am, still on the line, still fighting for the kingdom. Amen. And we don't know what happened, but God is so good. God is so good. We're not in the EMS. We're not at the hospital. We're still here. So we're trusting God that he will keep us in all of our ways. Amen. So I just want to encourage you today. Don't give up. Keep fighting. What you believe in God for, keep believing. Amen. I'm going to ask you, if you would, make sure you get your Bibles out. And we're going to be talking about, he is still God. He is still able. He is still God. No matter what you go through, no matter what you have to deal with, keep your eyes on the prize. Because the enemy comes to take your eyes off the prize. But I want to encourage you today to keep your eyes on the prize. Because guess what? We are victorious. We've already won. The battle is already won. You know how you go to the end of the book and you know how the book is going to end? Well, we have read the end of the book. Amen. God is faithful. He's God in the valley. He's God in the valley. So if you get your Bibles out, and I want to encourage you to get your Bibles, and we're going to turn to 1 Kings. I came out of 1 Kings last time, on last Wednesday. We're going to go to 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 23. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 23. You know, we're talking about how God is still God. Even in the valley, you have to look for him and you'll find him. If you don't give up, you'll see that he's still there. Amen? And the Bible says, verse 23, then the servants of the king of Sisera said to him, their gods are gods of the hill. Therefore, they were stronger than we. But if we fight against them in the plains, surely we will be stronger than they. Verse 28. I'm going to go to 28. Then a man of God came and spoke to the king of Israel, Ahab, and said, thou says the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God, but he is not God of the valley. Therefore, I will deliver all this great multitude into your hands, and ye shall know that I am God. Well, the first thing is, we have to believe that he's God. He's not only God when we're doing good. He's God when we're in our valleys. You know, the devil loves to boast and to brag. You ever heard any, know anyone that every time you deal with them, they bragging and boasting? You know, they want to build themselves up. Well, especially when the devil think he has won, how he triumph. But God is getting ready to show up and show out. And we're getting ready to triumph over this season, over this situation that we're dealing with in this time. Do you think God has allowed this to happen? You know, God, how could that be possible that you would allow this coronavirus to come upon your people? How is it possible? You know what? If we didn't have any problems, God couldn't show off. If we didn't have any situations for God to bring us up and out of, we wouldn't have a testimony. So if things didn't happen, that God had to come and rescue us, how will we know his power and his might? God wants you to know today that he is more than God of the hills. God wants you to know today that when he said, I won't leave you nor forsake you, guess what? That means God said, all I need you to do is trust me. That's what God is asking us. He said, will you trust me? No, we want to depend on our abilities. Sometimes we want to depend on others. Sometimes we even want to depend on our bank accounts or our jobs. But God said, I want you to depend on me. Guess why? Because I'm God. And I am second to none, says the Lord. I am second to none. I am the creator of the earth. I'm the creator of the air. I'm the creator of water. I'm the creator of all things. I built everything that you're looking at. It started with me, the Lord. God wants you to give him his props. God wants you to begin to praise him. God wants us to, as we deal with situations, look for God to triumph over any other God. You know, God, however, he's a jealous God. He said, put no other gods before me. Put nothing before me, says the Father, because I'm God. I'm the big G God. Amen. So therefore, we cannot allow the devil to win our thoughts, and we cannot allow him to make us feel that we are defeated. Guess why? Because Jesus came, he died on the cross, and it was a reason why he died, and it was a reason why he did not stay dead. Amen. Can you imagine that God had you on his mind before you had a mind? Amen. Before you had a thought, God had already thought this thing out, you know. So God invested in you. God overthrown the schemes of the wicked one, and he vindicated us through his righteousness. You got to get the picture. You got to visualize the purpose that God created each and every one of us. It was a reason. It's a reason that God established you. It's a reason that God gave you the name that he gave you. Amen. There's nothing like God. There's no one like God. There's no good thing that he will withhold from you if you walk uprightly. Amen. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. And as I said, when that truck rammed the car behind us in the back, amen, then thank God the car behind us was a buffer, because the truck rammed the car and the car rammed us, but the car in the middle took the big impact. God is good. Not even an hour ago. You know, what I'm trying to say to you, you could be here today and you could also be gone today. There's nothing like God. He will vindicate you if you only trust him. God said, just trust me. He said, I'll vindicate you. I'll fight your battles. I'll be a buffer. I'll be an angel. And I will get in between those bullets. I'll get in between the target. And I'll take the suffering from you. Amen. We could have easily been hurt. We could have easily been in the hospital. It could have been even worse, because that driver was not paying attention at all. Amen. I am just grateful. I am grateful that God has work for me to do. And I'm super grateful that he has entrusted me to do a job for him. Just as I'm doing a job for the Lord, there's work for you. He's God. I'm telling you, if you step out on faith and you forget about yourself and you fall in love with serving God and serving people and doing what's right over what's wrong, you'll see God will fight for you. God will show up. God will show out. And I'm not just telling you something that I think. I'm not telling you something that someone told me. I'm telling you something that I have experienced. I mean, testimonies after testimonies after testimonies. It's like daily testimonies. If you take your faith to another level, another realm in God, you'll start seeing how God's going to move. You'll start seeing how God's going to show up and show out. You'll begin to see that all this time that you were concerned and worried, that God was already there, waiting to fight, waiting to fight. And in our passage today, we see to what length God will go to short circuit the enemy from victory. God will show out. When it looked like you defeated, when it looked like the blood is coming down, God will show up. This is an encouragement to me. When I think about that I can call him and I can get an answer, and God has already solidified himself and his power and his might, God will not let the enemy triumph over us. So I just want to talk about the term valley. I mentioned valley. Literally means an elongated depression of the earth's surface. But the term long ago came to represent a low spot in a person's life. So we're going to equate valley with a low spot. Have you ever been in a low spot? And then the people you call to tell about your problems, they're in a low spot too. The ones that you want them to just listen and hear you out, they worse off than you. That low spot, that spot when you feel empty, that spot when you feel like, God, I'm just going to quit. You know, that low spot, the low spot in the mountains, the low spot in the valley, the low spot. That's where God can pick you up the highest. When you realize that you are not able to do it yourself, when you call on God and you say, I need you. You know, I tried it my way. I've done what I thought would work. But now I realize that I can't do it, that I'm empty, that I tried everything that I needed that I thought would work. But it didn't work, Lord. But we're going to take a look at the valley and see that God is always the God of our valleys as well as the mountain. He's the God of the valleys and the God of the mountain. The God of the valley? Really? See, God, he looks high and looks low. He never sleeps nor slumber. Can you just imagine that he don't have to sleep? Because he big G God. Amen. The valley sometimes in our life is unavoidable. You're going to go through some valleys. But it's not going through the valley. It's how you handle going through the valley. What you going to do when they come for you? What you going to do when the valley, it looks like it's no way out. It looks like it's unavoidable. What's going to happen? You know, most people will make a decision. You know what? I'm just going to give up. But I want to encourage you today. Look at your valley and look around for the opportunity that God is going to show you to get out. Because he's right there waiting. He said, I will not leave you nor will I forsake you. The valleys are unpredictable. Sometimes you find yourself in a valley and you realize it's unavoidable. They are just going to happen in our life. You can count on it. You know, you may be coming out of one right now, or you may be in the middle of one right now, or you may be headed into one right now. I don't know. But be it as it may, God got it in his hands. You got to have the attitude. You got to be fortified in him, understanding that greater is he that's in me than him or she that's in the world. There's a greatness inside of you that have not been tapped into. Begin to surround yourself with people that want to celebrate you, want to encourage you to go to the next place in God. The valley is unavoidable. The valley is unpredictable. You can't plan to be in the valley. You cannot even schedule a time to be in the valley because they're unscheduled. It's not a schedule. It just happens. And usually, they normally come at the worst time. It's when you don't have time and you're unprepared. That's when you fall in the valley. Have you ever had a flat tire at a good time? It's never a good time to have a flat tire. But usually it happens when we have to be somewhere and we're running late. Or you're on your way to church and you got a dress on for the women, and there's no way that you can change that tire. It's unpredictable. I want you to note these points. The valley is unavoidable. The valleys are unpredictable. Third point, the valleys are impartial. I want to talk about it. I want to show you and tell you how to deal with your valleys. I want you to be encouraged, because when you feel like you're in the valley, you're in the most blessed time of your life, because God is giving you a testimony, testimony, testimony. The Bible says that they overcame the enemy by the words of their testimony. The blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. What are you going to say when you come out the valley? What are you going to say when you're in the valley? Think about the many people that was in the valley. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they got thrown into the fire. You would imagine that they would have been afraid. But they was in faith. They were in faith. The reason why they won is because they didn't quit. Amen? The valley is impartial. No one is immune. No one escapes the problem of life. And everyone has problems. So don't think that you're the only one that have these problems. Good people have problems. Bad people, evil people have problems. Problems don't care how good, how bad, or how evil you are. They're going to come. They're going to come. One of the first reactions that most of us have is to ask, why me, Lord? Why me? You know, you begin to ask God, why? Why is this happening to me? I love people, Lord. Well, you're a good candidate. You know, Jesus said that God caused his son to rise on the evil and the good and send rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Okay, you want to check? I want you to turn to Matthew 5:45. You can note that. So God has no respecter of person. I don't care how good you think you are. Problems going to come. Your valley's going to come. Things you got to deal with. It's going to always be something. So we're going to make a resolve in our life, in our heart, and in our spirit that all is well at all times. because we read the end of the book. Amen. I have some good news for you. I have some good news. The valleys, thank you, Father, they're already settled. They're temporal. It's a temporary situation. They don't last always. You know, dark valleys aren't like a cave, but like a dark tunnel. There's light at the other end of the tunnel. So I want to encourage you to always keep your cool. You know, always be cool, calm, and collective. Where the enemy never know if you moved or not. He can look at you and say, oh, they're not moved. Stay cool, stay calm, and stay collective. Collective meaning be together. Stay alert. You know, the devil, he imposes himself on you. He'll bounce on you. He'll beat up on you with words. He'll cause people to hate on you. But like nothing better than he likes to keep you slipping. I like to say slipping. Or he likes to catch you napping, meaning not being alert. My brothers and my sisters, you have already won. Can you believe that? You could say, I'm victorious. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every single tongue that rises up against me in judgment, Hakarabosha, is already handled. So I want you to keep your head together. Stay alert. Keep your guards up. You're not the only one that the enemy is going to try to beat up on and to make things hard for you. But it's the same with all Christians all over the world. So you keep a firm grip on your faith. Guard your heart. Keep your faith. Guard your heart. Keep your faith. Because this suffering, it won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, that he's showing up in the valley. You know, you put together a plan of action, decree a thing, and it shall be established. Get on your feet and keep it moving. Always plan a way of escape, because God will give it to you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 through 11. You know, if you really take this word and start digesting it and really take this, the Bible at heart, you know, pick it up when you're going through something. Get the Bible. Lay your hands on it. Decree it. God, all is well. God, I agree with heaven today. You know, every single valley have a purpose. Everything that happened, there's a reason. God has a reason for taking you through dark valleys. God has a reason for taking me through dark valleys. So whether you have a valley, it could be doubt. It could be full of doubt. It could be despair. It can be discouragement. It can be defeat. It can be a whole lot of things. Whatever your valley is, God has a reason behind it. And in all of this, you greatly should just rejoice. Rejoice before your breakthrough happens. You know, you put the enemy to flight because that faith that you got in God's ability to bring you out the valley, the enemy is afraid of that faith. You know why? Because he understands that your faith pleases God. Your faith pleases God. So while you are rejoicing, realize that this too shall pass. Because this tunnel has a light at the end of it. And you keep your eyes on the prize. Don't let no one cause you not to see the brightness that you bring. You are genuinely blessed because you're on this line. You're worth more than you know. You're worth more than you know. You're precious in the eyes of God. You're precious in the eyes of God. God wants to refine us by fire. And when you come out the fire, you'll come out with a praise. You'll come out thanking him. As that truck rammed into the back of the car not even an hour ago, the first thing I said was, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because I understand it could have been so much worse. It could have been so much worse. And it would be such a terrible time to be taken to the emergency. It would be such a terrible time to not fulfill my call and my purpose. So I want you to remember, every problem has a purpose. Trials, they're going to come, but they help to shape you if you let them. Just like fire, it heats up metal so that it can be shaped and made to be useful. That's what your valleys are for. Your valleys are for, they come so that you can be molded. So that you can look and say, you know, I've been through that one before. I've mastered that. Oh, yeah, I dealt with that demon over there. I'm not afraid. I'm not moved. So I want you to walk by faith, and then your faith is built in the valley of life. As you go through, your faith gets stronger and stronger. When this car rammed us in the back, you know, my flesh was like, no, you don't need to go on the line. You need to probably just go into the hospital and let them check you out. But my God, he spoke and he said, all is well. How do I know I can trust him? I tried him. Try him. Unless you go through tough times, there's no triumph without a trial. So don't look at your trials as why me. Look at your trials so you can look to be triumph. You're going to walk in a spirit of joy and peace because guess what? God has engulfed your faith and you built up in him. God's goal in life is not to make you comfortable. You know, sometimes things make you uncomfortable, but that's not what God came to do. God didn't come to make us comfortable. Amen. We all want to be comfortable. But he didn't come to make us comfortable. His goals are to build up our character. So when people see you, they see the God in you. You know, you're not, they come up to you and they hating on you and they talking about you and they lying on you and they stealing from you and they doing all this. And then you say, I'm not moved. God is preparing you for eternity. You know, the enemy plans are to intimidate you. The enemy, he lies about believers. Because he wants people to have a nasty taste in their mouth when it comes to the people of God. So that's why you have to be in character at all times. Because the enemy is watching you. The enemy wants to see how you're going to act when trouble comes, how you're going to behave. Amen. They'll take your behavior and then they'll say, I knew he wasn't a Christian. I knew he wasn't saved. You know, Satan, he's a master at hindering and intimidating God's people. You know, millions are held in mental prisons. He want to put you in a mental prison where you're unable to escape from the torment of past failures, from the torment of the past pain, the torment, your marriage didn't work, you got fired on your job. All this stuff is going to pass. Satan has a very limited vocabulary, and it consists of two thoughts. Okay, you didn't know that, did you? The two thoughts are, you can't and God won't. He'll put that in your mind. You can't do that. God's not going to do that. You know, you can't live for God because you have an alcoholic daddy. So he'll put that kind of mess in your mind. God won't help you because you didn't live up to your last promise to pray for 15 minutes every day. He tried to condemn you. He'll have you living in the blues. He'll have you feeling so guilty. You know, and I'm going to give you an example. A young lady was selling raffle tickets at the mall. Well, this is before this season came. And when she spotted a man coming toward her on crutches, then she realized, I'm going to see if he want to buy a ticket. And the man said, I'll take all of them. But in the meantime, she was prejudging him. He was on crutches. He's not going to take time to buy a ticket. Well, the man bought all the tickets. What you think is the least are the greatest. Satan wants you to look down on situations. Always look for a place that God is at. And it's where you least expect. The man had one arm in a sling, one leg in a cast, and a patch over his right eye. She swung. She did not believe that he would buy all the tickets. And guess what happened? He won. And guess what he did? He gave her the $1,000 prize. He contacted her and gave her the winnings. So I'm honest to say, don't take nothing for granted. God will take what we call the least, and they are the greatest. Amen. The enemy may make you think, but God said, no, I want you to think my way. Okay? Amen. You know, I can go on and on and on, and I'm just so grateful that God is moving. I'm so grateful that when that truck slammed into the car, we're all right. We're good. Get in the back slightly, but the impact was great. I know my angels was there. I know that they got in between that. And I know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can think or ask. And the Bible says, according to the power that works within you. Some power inside of you. You just have to tap into it. Continue to feed your spirit. Continue to encourage yourself. When you say you can't, begin to say, I can. Yes, I can. Amen. Because God has favored you. And there's no good thing that he's going to hold from you, because you're going to walk upright. You're going to love, and you're going to forgive, and you're going to forget. Amen. I just want to thank you so much for tuning in. I'm here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Here to encourage you in the Lord. Here to tell you you can do it. Here to coach you into success. Amen. To coach you into success. Amen. God is good. He's faithful. And he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you. I want you to put that one thing in your spirit that's been bothering you. That one situation that just seemed not to go away. I want you to meditate on the solution. And I want you to begin to write down the solution. I want you to sing your songs and begin to write. God's going to give you the words to write. And when you write down the solution, watch God work. God's going to give you the desires of your heart. God's going to take you. He's going to mold you. He's going to make you. And he's going to push you into purpose. Because you're victorious. You are victorious. And I don't know if you know that you're victorious, but you are. You're inevitable to win. Because guess what? Every problem, every valley, you understand. The valley has a purpose. And now you can look at those valleys and you can begin to find the solution in the valley. Amen. Remember, the enemy plans is to intimidate you. The enemy lies. He want to lie on you. He want to cause you to quit. He want to discourage you. So you already know what he's going to come with. So if you already know the tools that he used, you already won. He lies about your character. And the story that we was reading in 1 Kings where Ahab, enemy, was that God could only save us at a certain location. That's what this story is about, that God can only save us in the hills. And if you read that chapter, you'll understand and see that God has no certain location, no certain situation. Nothing is different from one, but God is in everything. And in everything that he allows to happen, it's so that we all can be victorious. You up on this rock that I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I want to read the scriptures. Write it down. When enemy come, say that. Matthew 16 and 18. Isaiah 54 and 17. Up on this rock. You are the church. The church is in you. You say no weapon formed going to prosper. These are the words of God. Use those words as your weapon. Say in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left. 2 Corinthians 6 and 7. Write these scriptures down. These are fighting words. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6 and 7. And then I'm going to give you another scripture. Because I want to teach you how to fight in the spirit realm. Jeremiah 29 and 11. For the Bible says, I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. His plans is for you to prosper, not to harm you. His plans are to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29 and 11. I can go on. And in these things, we're more than conquerors through him who loves us. Romans 8 and 37. And then the Bible says, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. That's you and that's I. This gospel shall be preached in all other nations. So what to do when you're going through the valley? Use your fighting words. Refuse to be discouraged. You got to make a decision. Refuse to be discouraged. When you feel discouragement come, literally refuse it. Go ahead and recite Psalms 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Amen. Psalms 23 and 4. You can regurgitate those scriptures. I'm telling you, the enemy is afraid of the word of God. He's afraid. Once you start quoting those scriptures, he's going to run. Guess why? It's almost like, you ever seen The Wizard of Oz? And remember, the wizard was all big and great and huge and had all power, only until, was it Toto? When he pulled that curtain and he saw the wizard was a little short man, half senile. Okay? False evidence appearing real. Fear. That's what the enemy used. So I want to observe two important things about this verse. The first is, God doesn't panic when you go through a problem. And neither does he sleep. So the picture we get from this verse is that the sheep's aren't afraid as they pass through the valley. You know, the sheep, they walk through the valley and they'll even be looking around. They're just doing what they do. And notice that it says that I walk through the valley. It doesn't say I run. It doesn't say I shake in my boots. Nope. It says I walk. So take your time. Don't panic. It's just for a short time. And before closing, the second thing, the words, I will fear no evil. Amen. I will fear no coronavirus. I will fear no evil. It's a matter of choice. I will overcome this problem with God's help. I will get out of this hole. I'll get myself together with God's help. I can go on and on. I just want you to have the right attitude when things start happening. The right attitude will fortify your thoughts. The right attitude will cause the enemy to leave you alone because he understands that you're not moved. Amen. God is so great. God is so kind. God is with you. Amen and amen. Glory to God. I'm going to ask, if you don't know God, if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, I'm going to do a prayer, not just for you, but for your family, your loved ones, and anyone that you have in your thoughts. Think of some people. Write their names down so that we can touch and agree that God's going to change their lifestyle. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. Please forgive me. Come into my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Now help me to live for you the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus. If you declared with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe, and you're justified, and it's with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Romans 10, 9th and 10th verse. So if you prayed a sincere prayer of faith, and you're wondering what to do next as a new believer, check out some of these helpful suggestions I have for you. Salvation is by grace through faith. There's nothing you did or ever can do to deserve it. Salvation is a free gift. Lord, have mercy. You don't see too many things free, right? All you have to do is receive it. So I want you to tell someone about your decision. It's important that you tell someone to make it public. Secure it, to make it firm so they'll know what you stand for. Find a brother or sister in the Lord and tell them. And hey, tell them, hey, I made a decision to follow Jesus. Tell someone today. It's a great way to seal the deal. Then I want to encourage you to talk to him every day. You don't have to use big fancy words. There are no right or wrong words to use. Just be yourself. Thank the Lord daily for your salvation. Pray for others in need. Seek for his direction. Pray for the Lord to fill your daily cup with the Holy Spirit. And there's no limit to prayer. You can pray with your eyes open, your eyes closed. You can pray standing, kneeling, lying down in the bed, anywhere and anytime. So I want to encourage you. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI and then click on follow and you'll be notified of all of our upcoming broadcasts. You can call us at 646-668-2780 to listen in. And I want you to, if you've been blessed today, I want to encourage you to sow into what we're doing. You can go to Giveify and look for Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. I am Pastor Teresa Dox and Elder Dox. And you can sow. You can just click on and give a donation, give a seed. I'm telling you, our whole mission is to be blessed, to be a blessing. Our whole day is filled with servitude, serving others, giving back, birthing out people in the kingdom. You got a call on your life, we want to help you. If you got a business you want to start, we want to help you. 501c3, we want to help you. So I want to encourage you. You can call our church office at area code 313-853-9739. Leave a message. One of our ministerial staff will get back with you. So again, just remember, today is a day full of opportunities, full of valleys, full of blessings. I want you to keep fighting. Don't quit. Stay connected. And God's going to always bless you. Amen. Amen. I don't know if anyone have any comment. I do like to open the lines just in case we have someone that may want to say anything. I'm going to give you an opportunity before we end the broadcast. Well, amen, everyone. I see you there. Amen.
Powerful.
Amen. I got you open, Tyrell. How you doing?
Powerful. Just wanted to tell you it's powerful.
Oh, praise God. Love you, love you, love you. I want to also let everyone know that Tyrell has started a new position. And when he's ready, we'll have him do his announcement. It's all about good health. It's all about taking care of yourself. It's all about investing in yourself so that you can be well physically, spiritually, and mentally. So we're going to let him make his announcement on our next broadcast. I think he'll be more prepared. But in closing, I want you to know that we are victorious. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.